Medicaid normally pays for doctors or hospital visits. But health advocates are gathering in Philadelphia this week to also consider using Pennsylvania's Medicaid dollars for housing. From WHYY's Health Desk, Tanya English reports.
Patrick Keenan from the Pennsylvania Health Access Network says spending federal health care dollars to prevent homelessness is a smart investment because it can lower health care costs. People with serious mental health conditions can face discrimination when they try to rent an apartment. Keenan says supportive housing assistance paves the way and can reassure landlords that prospective tenants have the outside support to be a good bet.
And the landlords know kind of where to turn when someone is having an issue.
In Philadelphia, the director of the Office of Supportive Housing, Liz Hirsch, says her city recognizes the link between health and home.
You know, where do you put your medication? You know, where do you sleep? You know, where do you go to your doctor's appointments from? There's just no way to be healthy if you don't have a place to live. It's really that simple.
Louisiana, Texas, and several other states now use part of their Medicaid budget to help people find housing and stay there. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.